Going to be a difficult game. They've got something to gain today. There's no doubt about it. It was going to be no easy game today. But I think we played pretty well. We've got our own good run at the moment, and it was going to be a 1-0, either for them or for us. We had our opportunity. Hit the crossbar and the post, which they were. Our two moments, they really were.
They were two great chances, weren't they? And you just think if one of those dropped in, it would have been a brilliant afternoon for us.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how the Jaden Stockley header managed to stay. It sort of hit the inside of the post and bounced along the line and came out. And they're the sort of things. It was all about out of nothing, really. It was a really good cross from McAllister and header from Stockley. But the big chance was Jake Taylor's. You know, it was a great bit of play from Ollie Watkins. Got to the byline and held it up at the back post. Then the header came back across. And I think the defender did a good job just to push, nudge, whatever you want to call it. But I mean, I've got no qualms about it. It was good defending. He put enough of his body into the mix to prevent Jake having a clean header, and it hit the crossbar. So that was a big moment for us, really. For a manager, it was a continual stick or twist. You know, the team was doing well. We're defending really well. We had a really good defensive unit about us. You can't open up and expose yourself against a side like Northampton, because they've taken those chances too often. So I didn't want to go too early with and gamble. And you just run the risk of tiring out. And you got to the end. A point's a good point for us. Not that I was going for the point at the start, but a point's a good point. And we have to accept four games to go, and still 12 points to play for.
Well, there are four games to go. You're just 2 points off that last playoff spot with Wimbledon's win today. So there's still a real possibility this season.
A lot can happen. You know, they've got a game in hand as well. So, but they are certainly in the. Pole position for that seventh position, but you know, we can only do our bit and continue as we are. I hope we're doing well.
Just finally, you mentioned the good run you're on. That you've got a great defensive record in the last few games as well. A lot's been made of Ollie Watkins and the goals you've been scoring, but the defensive quietly been going along, doing really well in the last few weeks.
It may have been quiet for you, it's not been quiet for me. That's how he got himself in the side in the first place. It's taken me 18 months since he's left the youth team to actually get him competitive and workmanlike and physical and robust and dynamic and aggressive and determined, and all those words which say team player, which says competitor. It's taken 18 months. The penny's dropped and he's in the side. And the goals then come. You score goals if you're in the team. You don't score them when you're sat in the stand. And he's got himself the opportunity. So seeing him today is no surprise. You know, you've got to be reliable and trustworthy as a player in the team. You can't just be a luxury, and he is not a luxury. He's a hard working member of this team.
I want to ask you one more. You looked a little bit concerned when David Wheeler went down about a few seconds after coming on. How is he?
He's okay. I was more concerned that Jordan Moore-Taylor didn't put the ball in the back of the net, so that was my angst, not David getting some treatment. Sorry, David. I'm sure he'll be okay. I don't know what it was. I think he just landed awkwardly, but I was more crotchety about the opportunity we had just spurned.
All right, thanks a lot.